welcome to this Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. Today I'm with Dr. Mark Cannon from the Peabody College of Education. Dr. Cannon is an associate professor of leadership, policy, and organizations, and also of human and organizational development. He's been at Vanderbilt University for 11 years. Our topic today is enhancing our skills in both giving and receiving feedback in the workplace. And although we're using the workplace for our examples, you can easily imagine how you might use these same skills in other situations. Mark, most of us have worked with or supervised someone who exhibits some behavior which just has to be changed for the well-being of others around them. Yet for many of us, it's a challenge to give effective feedback. What is it that makes this task so difficult?
I think there's two major elements. First off, human beings tend to see themselves through rose-colored glasses, so we tend to rate our performance as better than others would rate us. So when we give someone feedback, often it seems wrong and negative to them. And a second element is our own feedback-giving skills.
Knowing this, how could I prepare myself for giving somebody feedback more effectively?
One of the most frequent issues I see in giving feedback is a lack of sufficient specificity. So people tend to use abstract labels like you're inconsiderate or uncommitted or your work is sloppy or something like that. And that tends to leave the other person feeling falsely accused and not very informed.
Well, I can imagine our listeners agreeing with that, and certainly we may have experienced that kind of feedback at other times. Could you give us a specific example of some sort so we can better see how we could apply these steps in a particular situation?
Sure. Let's take the example of inconsiderate. Well, one of the things I recommend when giving feedback is that we ask ourselves a couple of questions. One, how did I arrive at this conclusion about this other person? And what specific examples might I need to give in order for that person to understand what I've seen that leads me to be concerned? In this case, inconsiderate might actually simply mean that this person tends to interrupt other people. So I might approach the person and say, I noticed you interrupted three times in the meeting that we were just in, and I wanted to talk with you about that and explore what the impact of that might be.
Let me take that as an example for just a second. Suppose I was receiving that feedback, but all I hear is, you know, your communication is sloppy. What do I do so I can take that better?
It's a challenge because we don't want to seem defensive, and at the same time, as I was saying, people's feedback tends often not to be of very good quality or not sufficiently specific. So if we can merely just ask some questions, for example, okay, I understand your concern, could you give me an example of what you've seen me do, or can you give me an illustration of what it looks like? And also, can you help me understand what would it look like to do that better? Be specific also, ask for specificity also in terms of what would better look like.
So if I understand that you're coming to me because it's an important problem, you have a positive intention, I won't get defensive and I can then actually get more information about what you're really trying to tell me and I can learn more about what you're trying to share.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, Mark, thank you. You've really helped us enrich our ability to both give and receive effective feedback. I can imagine how someone might combine this with the listening skills that Margie and Gail and I talked about in our last podcast, and that could help produce a more calm and productive environment here or almost anywhere. So thank you very much for that. Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.